Where do the migrants who successfully cross the southern border go? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Teresa Mayers, associate professor of anthropology at the University of Vermont, details one seemingly unlikely place.
Over the past 20 years, farm workers from Latin America have moved to the picturesque rural countryside of Vermont to find work in the dairy industry. For some, this northern state is the most recent stop in a long line of impermanent and unstable employment in the U.S. For others, family networks have brought them directly to Vermont's rolling green hills and milking barns from their homes in Latin America. Vermont's often harsh climate stands in stark contrast to the tropical and subtropical areas that many farm workers come from. At first glance, their landscapes and their agrarian economies could not be more different. However, what connects them is deep and complex. The political, economic interdependencies and migration networks that are inherent in the globalized food system. In my research, I unravel these interdependencies and follow these networks. I explore the intersections of structural vulnerability, food security, and the politics of visibility in the lives of farm workers in the northern borderlands of the United States. I argue that multiple forms of vulnerability and marginalization conspire to leave farm workers often hungry and living in crowded, unsanitary conditions, even as their labor contributes to the livelihoods of farmers and the well-being of consumers across the food chain. In these borderlands, anxiety and fear of being deported shape the lives of migrant workers long after they've endured the trauma of crossing into the United States from Mexico. And while the prospect of food justice and food sovereignty for migrants is improving, thanks in large part to worker-led grassroots organizing, much work remains. My ethnography is situated in Vermont, but it is not a unique case. Across the U.S. food system, in the fields, slaughterhouses, fast food kitchens, and canneries, it is the immigrant worker who feeds the nation. At best, these workers are unappreciated, and at worst, they endure working conditions few would tolerate.
That was Teresa Mayers of the University of Vermont. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.